Yeah.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Do I do what?
Are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you Jesus Munoz?
I am.
Okay. Thank you very much. Would you rather continue the survey in English or Spanish?
What's this survey about?
We're just conducting a survey about Kern County.
What about Kern County?
I do want to ask. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will vote?
I'm going to vote.
Okay. So are you almost certain?
Am I what?
Are you almost certain?
I'm very certain.
Thank you, sir. Now, thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Do you vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
I vote all the time.
Thank you very much. Now, generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Do I think that what's going?
Do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read to you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Donald Trump. Is your opinion very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Gavin Newsom.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable, thank you. Kamala Harris.
Favorable.
Is it very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Kim Salas.
Unfavorable.
Is it very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Leticia Perez.
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. And will you say that Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
She's doing an excellent job.
Thank you very much. Overall, do you think County Supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
I believe she needs to be reelected.
Okay, thank you very much. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
I don't know. That one's up in the air. I can't.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, to which candidate will you lean? Will you lean toward Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
I don't know, ma'am. I can't tell you. I don't know what I would do. We're not there yet, so... Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Now, and if the election for current county supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, county supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director. For whom will you vote? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas?
I would vote for Leticia Perez.
Thank you very much. And how certain are you that you will vote for Leticia Perez, County Supervisor? Are you very, somewhat, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done with the survey, okay? Thank you for your time. Now, I want you to please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you on deciding your vote for County Supervisor. Is it homelessness, crime, county taxes, jobs in the economy, roads and traffic, climate change, housing costs?
You want to know which one's more important to me? Jobs.
Okay, thank you very much. Now let me read to you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For it, please tell me whether it's a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for County Supervisor. The first statement, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Second statement. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that the new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Okay. Next statement. Salas will fight for real solutions to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Is that very convincing, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Just two more statements, okay? Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhoods safe. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little, not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, and last statement. Salas wants the county to do more prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Is that very, somewhat, a little, or not at all convincing?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you very much. After hearing more information, if the election for current county supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez, county supervisor, and Kim Salas, for whom will you vote, Leticia or Kim?
Leticia.
Okay. Now we're just going to go through a few more statements. We're almost done. I'm just going to read to you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if accurate, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for her, for county supervisor. First statement, Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Does that give you very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
No real doubts.
Okay. Second statement. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine, and she was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Does that give you very serious doubts? Serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
Minor doubts.
Okay. And last statement, as county supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Does that give you very serious doubt, serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts?
No real doubts.
Okay. Thank you very much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or what?
I don't know. I voted for both parties throughout my voting years, so I have the right to vote Republican or Democrat when it comes down to voting.
Okay, do you think of yourself as a closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
I'm probably closer to the Democratic Party.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, thinking in political terms, will you say that you are more conservative, moderate, or liberal?
I'm moderate.
Okay, thank you very much. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My last year of school is a freshman year in high school.
Okay.
Why is that relevant to this survey?
This is just for statistical purposes. Let me ask you,
what
year? For statistical purposes.
Oh.
So, in what year were you born?
1958.
58, okay. Thank you very much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
We all are.
Okay. Thank you very much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
My name is Jesus.
Okay. Thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. I'd like to thank you for your time and your participation. Have a great evening.
No problem. Take care.
Thank you.
See you at the voting booth.
See you there. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.